again, like I never left. Had to take a breath, cause Nicky been f***ing with me hardcore. God damn.
A godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Bringing in Ryan Spader, baseball analyst with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a week we've got going here, Ryan. I don't know if you've been paying attention to going forward here. The Astros got 9 against the Mets and the Yankees over these next 11 days. So we're really excited about baseball. What do you think? What do you think about this stretch for the Astros right here?
Well, first of all, I'm excited. I think this is the first time I've ever done a radio show on two different stations. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's pretty cool. And yeah, I think the Astros got a lot ahead of them right here. It's definitely going to be tough over the upcoming 9 games. It's going to be a challenge for them.
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge, but it's also – this is something that I actually like, Ryan. I think every year in baseball, it's a long schedule. We know that there's basically multiple seasons inside of a single season, and they all take on a different life of their own depending on hot streaks, cold streaks, injuries, things like that. But I do feel like there's always areas of a season where good teams are tested and they have their opportunities – to really get a feel for not only who they are, but to tell other teams who they are. Do you feel like that? Is that overstating it for this 9-game run with the Astros taking on, you know, their own arch enemy, the New York Yankees, and also the upstart Mets?
It's funny for me to hear you say that the Yankees are the arch enemies of the Astros, because a couple of years ago, you probably wouldn't have ever heard that. But I don't think you're overstating what you're trying to say here, because when you look at baseball, the season is 10 times longer than the NFL season, and so I think you can take a group of games and essentially measure it just the same as you would an NFL game. And I think that you go through, you know, a bad stretch of games. The Phillies just recently, I'm a Philly guy, Phillies just recently won 14 of 16. And you'd think that's excellent, right? But in essence, it's the same as winning just one game in an NFL season, so... Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good stretch. That's a big stretch, and finally playing good teams. We were talking about it earlier. The Astros really the West is so bad, Ryan. The AL West. So the Astros really haven't been tested all that much. They've had a couple of series. They had a series with Toronto. They had a series with Boston. But otherwise, you know, this is a pretty good test. But the Yankees really, other than playing the AL East, and they had a series against Minnesota, which where they won 2 out of 3, and they haven't been tested all that well either. These two teams don't like each other, the Yankees and the Astros. The Astros have been their daddy in the postseason. So, honestly, but this Yankee team is different than one we've seen in a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I saw a stat recently that, not one that I came up with, but I saw that this Yankees team actually has won 50 games faster than any team since the 2001 Mariners, which really tells you how good they're doing this season, because that Mariners team went on to win over 110 games, and they have the potential to win more games than any team in history, really, at this point.
Yeah, no, and this is, their pitching is fantastic, and their offense is fantastic. If they don't do it now, I know Cashman was crying about the Astros in 2017. They're still in front. Stop. If they don't win it this year, though, I can certainly say, especially with the Judge situation, right? How do you see that Judge contract situation playing out?
So I don't know if you guys have seen some of the things that have been putting out on Twitter. Now, look, I'm a firm believer that the Astros were not the only team to do it in, 2017 or 2018, whatever the hell.
2017, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that that's not the case. I'm also a firm believer that the Yankees this year may be seeing different baseballs than the rest of Major League Baseball. I mean, we got Judge with 25 homers. We have Rizzo with 18 homers. I'm sorry, but I'm throwing up a big question mark there.
Well, and Matt Carpenter's 6 home runs in 8 hits. Out of his 8 hits, 6 of them are home runs.
It's all a little bit, you know, it deserves to be questioned. That I'm not saying it definitely, but we should probably look at this stuff at a different angle. Maybe look at the percentage of baseballs hit by the Yankees that have between, I don't know, a 30 and a 33 degree launch angle and 105 mile per hour exit velocity, and compare that to the rest of the league. I think it should all be questioned at this point. I'm not personally somebody who's, you know, big into conspiracy theories or anything like that, but I think in this case we can look at the Yankees and say, you know, maybe something's a little bit different with them than compared to the rest of the league. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm for it.
I'll push it too.
I'll push it for you, yep, if you need. I'm certainly for that. Who's going to be the are you sensing a team that is a disappointing team that is going to be where we need to start looking at the roster to find out who the names are going to be that are going to be available come trade deadline? Are we getting to that point now where we can start to sniff around on certain pitchers and hitters?
So, you know, I always look to the anytime I get that question, I always default to the Marlins, because it seems like every couple years they kind of do like a fire sale. And right now they just have starting pitchers that are phenomenal, and the team is underperforming. It goes without saying. But you got guys like Pablo Lopez, Trevor Rogers, who has been pitching not all that well this year. But you also got Sandy, I always mess up his last name, Sandy Alcantara. They just have starting pitching out the wazoo. And right now with the Astros struggling with their rotation, because, you know, we haven't even gotten a start out of McCullers this year. I definitely think that's a place that they'll look.
Absolutely. Plus, I would say center field as well, that the Astros have to look at. Jake Myers is, we haven't seen him yet, and there's certainly been no hitting. There's been no hitting behind the plate either for the Astros with Maldonado and Castro, and first base has been an issue too. But we haven't seen the Astros pick up any hitting at before the deadline. They've always been picked up pitching. But if the Braves taught us anything last year, Ryan, go get some hitting and you can win it all.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely saw it with the Braves last year when they went and got a Jorge Soler, and they ended up, of course, not holding on to him. But I think the Astros' focus this year would be a starting pitcher. That's kind of where I'm at with the team. But you know, it's always possible that they could go out and get somebody like Josh Harrison. I think that, like, maybe not necessarily him, but somebody who can fill multiple roles, can play a little bit of infield, a little bit of outfield, and can spark the team. We saw it years ago when, you know, unfortunately beat the Astros, but we saw it with the Nationals when they got Howie Kendrick, and mm-hmm. that man could play every single position on the diamond.
Well, he helped beat really helped them win a World Series against the Astros. That Will Harris pitch. Yep, yeah, that that happened. It's Ryan Spader, baseball analyst, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, we've seen the Red Sox and the Braves both turn it around because they both started pretty slow. And now, but even though the Braves went on that tear, they're still, this Mets team is pretty damn good, still 5.5 back. How do you see that division playing out?
You know, so I'm going to be a homer here, and I'm going to say the Phillies are going to come and steal it from everybody. Now, it's funny because I mentioned earlier the Phillies won 14 of 16, and they've got to be, this is not a stat that I've yet looked up, but I'm confident in saying this. They've got to be the only team in history to win 14 of 16 and not gain any ground on a team that's ahead of them in the division. And that's the Braves. And so I really think that's going to be, your proverbial dogfight in the NL East. And I think you're going to see all of those teams with close to 90 wins this season. So, but I'm going to be a homer and take the Phillies coming up from the end.
So they made the right decision with Girardi, apparently, huh?
You know, it's funny because I was saying on Twitter that the Phillies made the wrong move ever since the last time I did at MLB Network. I gave Girardi a knife hand, is what we call it. I was in the Marine Corps, and we call it a knife hand. I gave him a knife hand and corrected him on something. And I think that ever since then, he just hasn't recovered.
Well, yep. Well, they're doing a heck of a lot better without him, that's for sure. That's Ryan Spader right here on ESPN. Well, good luck with your Phillies, man. They're playing good baseball. We'll see if they can keep it up.
Yeah, and you guys are going to have to forgive me, and your audience will have to forgive me. I just tested positive for the COVID here a moment ago before I joined with you guys.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to make sure that I still gave you the time that I promised.
Well, we really appreciate that, Ryan. Thanks for making time for us. And
yeah, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice.
Yeah, get well.
Get well.
Yeah, go rest.
I'm fine.
All right, we'll appreciate it. Ryan Spader, baseball analyst right here, ESPN 97.5.